This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره الكافرون وأشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله جل وعلا به الغمة فتركنا على البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك فصلوات الله وسلامه وتبريكاته عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على نهجه إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله سبحانه وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. Brothers and sisters in Islam, from human nature, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us as beings who like to please people. We like to please our friends. We like to please our siblings. We like to please our parents. But we often forget about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, think about a parable that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has narrated to us. He starts off by saying, Allahu ashaddu farhan bitawbati abdihi. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more pleased with the repentance of His slave than the following. Now let us take a look at this parable that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates to us and wants us to contemplate upon. He says that Allah is more pleased with the repentance of His slave than a man who goes out in the desert with all of his provisions on it. And then while he's out to rest, while he's lying in the shade, his camel goes astray and runs away. Now imagine yourselves in this situation. You have taken all of your provisions into the desert. You've embarked upon a journey. Now this beast that you were upon, that had all of your provisions, it runs away from you. What state would you wake up in when you have realized that your beast is gone with all of your provisions? Your money, your clothing, your food, your drink, everything is gone. What state would you be in? Now imagine, after having been in a state of such frenzy and anxiety, you finally see that beast that had everything on it of yours coming back to you. How happy would you be? How delighted would you be? Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us of this story that the man got so delighted that he said to Allah that indeed you are my slave and I am your Lord. This is how delighted and joyed he felt after this, that he lost conscience of what he was saying. And we likewise would be in similar states. But the point of this story is that a human being gains so much pleasure after gaining something which he had lost. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even more pleased than this. Then why is it we do not seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by seeking forgiveness for our sins? Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, "Kullu ibn Adam khattah wa khairul khattain at-tawabun." That all the children of Adam are sinners, And the best of the sinners are those who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now which one of us doesn't commit a sin? Which one of us doesn't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Indeed, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. At times, we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at times we are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best of us, the best of the disobedient slaves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are those who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not just the case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather orders us to turn to Him in repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. And turn, O all of you slaves of Allah, in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. That O you who believe, O you people who claim iman, turn to repentance in Allah. Turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a sincere repentance. Now how often do we hear of the words tawbah? What does this term actually encompass? What does it actually mean? Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullahu ta'ala, in the second chapter of Riyad al-Salihin, he entitled it Kitab al-Tawbah or Bab al-Tawbah. And before he begins the chapter with the compilation of ahadith, he tells us that there are four conditions for tawbah. Now brothers and sisters, pay close attention to this. For indeed, it is for our benefit that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, he mentions that the first condition of tawbah is that you leave off the sin that you're committing. The very sin that you're committing and making tawbah for, you have to leave it. Leave it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realize that whatever pleasure you are getting out of this sin or whatever worldly benefit you are getting out of this sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it with something better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made anything haram except that He made something better than it, which is halal. The zina that people commit with these women outside, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us more pleasure with our wives. The profit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows the Muslim to make in his halal business is better than those transactions that he may partake in interest. He will find more barakah in his money. And this is the case, that those sins that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram for you, know that you will not give it up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace that pleasure and will replace that worldly benefit with something which is halal. So this is the first condition, that give that act up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it be smoking, whether it be drinking, whether it be looking at haram things, or whether it be listening to music. Give it up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How often do we hear of those stories of those musicians who accept Islam, and they leave the music off for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He puts barakah in this new business that they partake in. Or He puts barakah in the wealth that they have, or He puts barakah in their lives by allowing them to do such good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace anything and everything that is sacrificed for Him with something which is better. Realize this, brothers and sisters. Secondly, you have to feel regret for the sin that you are committing. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "An-nadmu tawbah." That feeling regret, feeling remorse for the evil and the sin that you did, is tawbah within of itself. This is the key pillar of tawbah. And you will notice that this is usually the hardest thing to fulfill. That you may recognize the sin that you commit, but feeling remorse and feeling regret over the sin that you did is usually the hardest part. How many of us, when we commit a sin, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the middle of the night and we cry our eyes out, seeking His forgiveness and repenting to Him? How many of us do this? Or are we of those people who belittle their sins? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that the example of the believer who commits a sin, he considers himself to have a mountain upon his head. He considers himself to have a mountain upon his head ready to collapse at any second. This is how the believer views his sin. That he does not belittle his sin, any sin that he commits. He considers it a mountain upon his head until he repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Now how does the munafiq view his sin? How does the hypocrite view his sin? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the munafiq, the hypocrite, views his sin as something which is very minute, something very small. He belittles it. He considers it a fly that lands upon his nose, he waves it away, and he considers it to be gone. This is how the hypocrite views his sins. Now judge yourselves, brothers and sisters, where do you consider your sins? How do you consider your sins? Do you consider them like the believer does, or do you consider them like the hypocrite? Now what is even sadder than this, is that many of us commit sins, yet we are ignorant of the sins that we commit. So how can you feel remorse of it? Brothers and sisters, you have to increase yourselves in the knowledge of the hudud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Increase yourselves in the knowledge of the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Know and learn those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. And know and learn those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased with, so you can abstain from them. Now sadly, you find people who learn Islam and learn knowledge for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet they don't act upon it. A poet from the Arabs of the past, he said, عَرَفْتُ الشَّرَّ لَا لِلشَّرِّ وَلَكِنْ يَتَوَقِّيهِ فَمَنْ لَا يَعْرَفُ الشَّرَّ عَنِ الْخَيْرِ يَقَعَ فِيهِ. That I learnt evil, not for the sake of knowing it, but rather to abstain from it. For he who does not know evil from good is bound to fall into it. And this is the state of the Muslims. We all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made riba haram. We all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the mixing of men and women haram. We all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made music haram. Then why is it that we continue to fall into these sins? Brothers and sisters, ask yourself this question. And the more we become heedless of the sins that we commit, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala darkens our hearts. He darkens our hearts so we are unable to see truth from falsehood. We will be unable to see and distinguish truth from falsehood if we become heedless of the sins that we commit and do not turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. The third condition that Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala mentions is making istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seeking His pardon, seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sins that you committed. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he narrates to us that the one who commits a sin and seeks the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is as if he had no sin to begin with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most pardoning and the most merciful. Then why is it we do not reap the mercy and pardon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by seeking His forgiveness? We all commit sins, then why is it we do not turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in forgiveness and repentance? A famous story that took place with Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala from the A'immatul Tabi'een, from the leaders and imams of the Tabi'een. He was a scholar and a righteous man, and people would often come to him for advice. And he used to have his group of students who would always accompany him and would stick to him. So one day, one of his students narrates that a man came to Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala and he said, I am unable to have children, so what did you advise me with? He said, make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the man left. Then a second man comes and he says, Ya Hassan, my crops have become barren. You know, rain does not descend from the sky and my crops will not grow. What do you advise me with? He said, make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A third man comes and he says, Ya Hassan, I am poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has deprived me of money. What do I do? He said, make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now his student is astonished over here. He's like, three men came to you with three different scenarios and you gave them all the same solution. Are you sane? Do you know what you're saying? And then Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah, he brings out the wisdom. He brings out the wisdom from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, have you not heard the statement of Nuh alayhi salam to his people? When he said, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ رَبَّكَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Then he narrated what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved for us from the times of Nuh. that Nuh alayhi salam said to his people, and turn to your Lord in forgiveness. Turn to your Lord in forgiveness. For indeed, He is the one who has sent the skies upon you that bring down rain. And He is the one who blesses you with children. And He is the one who blesses you with gardens and rivers. So what is it that prevents you in turning to your Lord in remembrance and forgiveness? Now look at the wisdom that he had. And this is the state that we are deprived of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the sins that we commit. If you want to regain those blessings, then turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. If you want to be blessed in all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, abstain from sin as much as you can, and then seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will see the miracles unfold in front of your eyes. And lastly, Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions that the fourth condition of tawbah is that if you took the right of anyone else, if you took the haqq of anyone, you return that haqq to them. Meaning, if you took someone's wealth, you cheated them out of their property, or you dishonored them, it is upon you in sincere tawbah to return this wealth to them, whatever you took, and be honest with them. Tell them, you know, I cheated you out of this money, I'm giving it back to you because I'm making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, if you backbite an individual, and how often do we backbite individuals in our gatherings? It is upon you to seek the forgiveness of this person. Tell them, oh so and so, I backbit you in such and such gathering, it wasn't my intention to, but the weakness of my soul, you know, made me do it. So I seek your forgiveness. And this is the case if you don't fear that a greater harm will result of this. But if you fear a greater harm will result of this, then the very least that you can do is that that gathering where you backbit the individual, you at least mention something good about him. Try to restore and return his honor to him. Brothers and sisters, these are conditions that we need to memorize and implement. These are conditions not only if we fulfill will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but will be for our own benefit in this dunya and akhirah. So learn them and implement them. Because like I mentioned, knowledge is sought to implement. Good is meant to implement, and we learn evil, not for the sake of just knowing it, but rather to abstain from it. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us birth in this dunya with pure hearts, and it is through the sins that we commit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blackens the hearts. So know the severity of the sins that we commit, and the only way you will know this is by learning those boundaries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has outlaid. If you do not learn the boundaries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has outset, you will never know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with and is displeased with. And let me leave you with a reminder, a very scary one indeed, that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam has told us that the son of Adam, the children of Adam, will commit a sin, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place a black dot upon his heart. And he will continue to sin and not seek forgiveness from his Lord until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blackens his heart totally. And he is unable to distinguish between right and wrong. Brothers and sisters, do not delay to seek repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that moment. When your heart is at the utmost blackness, when there is almost no hope for you, do not wait till that moment. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes guidance away from you and He blackens your heart, there will be no way to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills it for you after that. So take advantage of these moments. Take advantage of these moments. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam has told us that on the day of Jum'ah, that there's an hour during the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers all supplications. A lot of the scholars say that this is between the Asr and Maghrib prayers on Yawmul Jum'ah. So take advantage of this moment and seek the forgiveness of your Lord and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything that you need. And likewise, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that on the last third of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the lowest heaven and He says, which of my slaves is asking for my forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Which of my slaves is making a request so that I may grant him his request? Brothers and sisters, these nights that we have, that we spend in forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reap them and seek them for your own benefit. Anything that you may need in this dunya, ask it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will see that it will fall at the tips of your fingers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works miracles, brothers and sisters, and you have no idea what He is capable of doing. Just try it and test it. Wake up in the middle of the night, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of your needs, and He will grant it to you. You are never too late to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is always hope. So take advantage of this. And I remind you of another great reminder. On this blessed day of Jummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger remind us to send peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا, وإذا أحييت أحدا منا فأحيه على الإسلام, وإذا توفيت أحدا منا فتوفاه على الإيمان. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول بيننا وبين معصيتك, ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك, ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا, واجعله الوارث منا, واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا, وانصرنا على من عادانا, ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا. اللهم لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا, اللهم لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا, ولا تجعل هذه الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا, ولا إلى النار مصيرنا, واجعل الجنة هي دارنا, ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا, برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ برضاك من سخطك, وبمعافاتك من عقوبتك, وبك منك ولا نحسن ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم, وأقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Brothers and sisters, strain the lines and fill the gaps, for indeed the fulfilling of the lines and the filling of the gaps is part of the perfection of the prayer. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, He who joins the lines, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will join him, and he who cuts off the lines, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cut him off. So take heed, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.